You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Markets, by the way, oil kind of ripping this morning, up about 3.5%, over 63 a barrel. Futures are down. This more potential tension between China-U.S. trade, yada, yada, yada. I did mention the bisque. we have Jill Schlesinger, CBS News, Jill on Money. I have to tell you because, again, like Mark Haynes, who barely knew my name for 3 years, and I always respected him for his food choices and his interviews, you know, because he would famously eat Cheetos and hot dogs and have sweatpants on and go smoke his cigarettes. But to me, he was a great interview. And he eventually talked to me and he told me, because I was always sort of admired his interviews, and he said, I just ask what is interesting to me.
Okay, interesting to you right now?
Well, I am so sort of like, it's to the point where I don't care. And I do care, but like tracking the tariffs on again, off again, I think the most entertaining element of all of it is this taco trade thing that's probably going to make him, it's probably going to influence his policy. He's probably going to say like, I am not that, so I will not back down. I'm just sort of tired of this, you know. And when there's no trade deals, I don't know, we've had one which was completely ornamental with the UK. At what point can we say this maybe isn't working?
Well, I can't answer that because what is or is not working will show up in data and then we'll find out, I guess. What I can tell you is, first of all, if you don't want to talk about this stuff, I will tell you that I went to the Liberty game yesterday and they beat up on your Connecticut Suns, and I'm sorry about that. Not sorry.
Sad.
Sorry, not sorry. So I'll tell you all about that a different time. But let's just talk a little bit about what's happening in the trade information. And I know that you are all feeling this sense of, my goodness, Jill, can you please stop? But, you know, it's on again, off again. There's ongoing court battles. There are appeals that are going on. Now, the president says he's going to double steel tariffs from 25 to 50%. Is this a negotiating tactic? Okay, at the end of the day, what do you care about? You, consumer, you care about, are prices going to rise?
Right.
That's all you really care about. And the answer is they are, but not probably as much as you would have thought or feared, say, 2.5 months
ago. Does that mean they're working?
No, it doesn't, because we're still going to see prices rise because we have no deals. So what would work would mean that we have deals in place where either you have gotten some concession from the other side, each of these other sides, or you've gotten something good for the United States. And what could be good? What could be good around rising prices? I guess if you're a steel worker, things are good. But other than that, I don't see anyone else who's a winner in all of this. If you're a small business, this has all been horrible. You know, I speak and hear from small businesses all the time. We have these interviews that are set up with folks. And, you know, what's fascinating to me is that they just say, you know, we're not a big guy. We can't go to the White House and lobby the president. You know, we can't get a special exemption for an Apple Watch. We are just trying to fight it out every day. And I think the worst, worst losers, the people who really have suffered the most, have been small businesses because this uncertainty has put their entire livelihood on the line. So that all being said, do I think they're working? No, not based on the metrics that the president set out himself, which is a bunch of deals. We have no deals. We have nothing.
Yeah.
Okay. And so, yes, if you're a steel worker, you're happy. I don't know how many of those we have in the Northeast, but, you know, I guess that maybe someone in Philadelphia is happy about a neighbor over in Allegheny. That's great. Otherwise, hasn't been so good.
So the go ahead.
And you, yes, go on.
I just wanted to interject really quickly because on the flip side, you know, listen, I don't support a bunch of stuff that he's done, but he won the election. I believe he deserved or deserves the right to implement his, whether the legality aside, implement his own economic policy, right? And but the thing is that, you know, at some point, he's got to own it. So, like, I want to know when, like, when do we need to start seeing trade deals for this to be?
Now.
Okay.
Now. Absolutely now. Like, the thing that this went into place, he's lost a court battle. Now there's a there's an appeals process. So we know that basically the rationale for putting in place the April 2nd tariffs was found invalid as contrary to law. So the first thing that you know is that the rationale for putting in place the tariffs, the 145% on China, the 10% baseline tariffs, the 20% fentanyl-related tariffs on China, the 25% on the non-USMCA on imports from Canada and Mexico, that was all not done properly. So now we know that that's getting that'll work its way through the court system. Now the government has to come up with a different rationale. So what is, you tell me what the purpose is of these tariffs? They've had different ideas about what these tariffs would mean. Oh, we're trying to raise money to help pay for tax cuts, to extend tax cuts from the 2017 tax bill. That's not going to happen now. Oh, it's to be fair. Well, we haven't had any deals that are in place. So I think right about now is when you start to say, hey, let me hold the feet to the fire.
Right.
And if there is something there, then we should have a deal. And if there is a longstanding dispute between the U.S. and China, it's going to be bad for the global economy. It's going to be bad for U.S. consumers.
You know, we're talking with Jill Schlesinger, CBS News, Jill on Money. Go to jillonmoney.com and you can read the blog. I've had a back and forth with some listeners. You know, they're trying to justify the tax cuts, and even though it adds to the debt and deficit, saying, well, tax cuts are going to stimulate growth, and that's going to stimulate. Wait, no, let me just say, okay. This is what they say, and then they're eventually it's going to lead to more tax receipts. I said, well, that doesn't make a lot of sense to me, because it's like you can't exercise your way out of a bad diet. So you're not going to grow yourself out of $35 trillion.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNCs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Debt. And so what I say to them, I said, well, why don't you just, you can cut spending and keep taxes where they were. And then when you stabilize the debt and the deficit, then you can talk about tax cuts. And then they all go silent.
Yes. And I think that the biggest problem is that whatever, like if you look broadly at what this bill seems to do, it seems to favor, and you know, by the way, these are the people who listen to my podcast, a lot of them listening to your show, it's the money that is flowing from young to old, from poor to wealthy, and these are the problems that you are creating for the next generation. So if you don't care about your kids or your grandkids, and you don't care about Social Security, you know, and you don't care about Medicaid, and you don't care about Medicare, there you can just say, I'll enjoy my tax cut for today. And that is your one day that you get to enjoy it right this minute. But there is a price to pay. You know, I spoke to a Social Security expert last week, and she's been studying retirement. Her name is Teresa Ghilarducci, very smart woman. And I've been interviewing her on and off for the last 15 years. And I said to her, sort of like in a nonchalant way, well, you know, they'll fix Social Security. And she goes, you know, for the first time in my career, I'm not so sure. Meaning, we have a Social Security problem, right? We only have enough money right now and enough workers to pay out about, let's call it 80% of promised benefits that are right now. And that's going to happen in 6 years. If there is no proactive action taken, those cuts will automatically take place. That's how Social Security will work. If there is proactive action, like we're going to somehow raise the Social Security wage base, we're going to raise the tax rate, we're going to do something. Otherwise, anyone who's going to get a Social Security benefit in 6 years or more, you're going to get a lower amount. And this is the first time I've ever interviewed a Social Security expert who said, that might happen. We've never had that situation before.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's such an easy. The tax rate thing to me is a non-starter, but I think you just raise the cap. I don't think that's the hardest. People characterize it as a tax hike, but it's basically, it's not like your income taxes stop after you make a certain amount of money. So
that's right. And you know, to be fair to people on the other side, I know that there is no one is going into the tax policy, and no one is going into these numbers like, you know, wonky weirdos like you and me. But I would love it if we had had some administration somewhere that says, you know what, we better fix Social Security. It's probably going to be better for everyone. Well, no one's willing to do that.
Yeah, and the problem is, and we got to go, is that, you know, it might not be such an issue for you or for me, but I know the generation below us, they don't have pensions, and they're going to rely on Social Security more than any other generation. So if you don't have it, we're screwed.
Yeah. By the way, 40% of Social Security recipients, it is their only form of income in retirement. 40. That's bananas. A lot of people, man.
It's bananas. Have a great with job numbers this Friday, right?
Exciting. So, 130,000, maybe. We'll see.
All right. We'll see. We'll talk to you next Monday. Thank you, Joe.
Take care.
Bye.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.